ALB, ANY.
I'm from
ALB, ANY. I'm from.
Welcome to Day to Mile High Radio. Today, from the streets to entrepreneurs, today's topic will be being black with a mask. Do you know what it's like to be in a mind state of constant fear and paranoia? In today's society and due to this pandemic, wearing a mask or face covering has been mandatory. So to some, a mask is a protection against a killer airborne invisible virus. To others, it's a danger all in itself. The other night, I chose to go to the corner store at night. To me, this isn't out of the norm. As I prepare to leave, I almost forget my mask. To me, covering my face or having a mask as a necessary clothing accessory was never a normal, unless you were a killer or a robber. So to have to wear a mask as a safety net has never come to my realization until 2020. I make my way through the night, and as I walk past people, I get a sense of fear. Why? I live in a society today that is unpredictable. More killings by police than any time ever in history. And not only that, this is the year of black people and we are killing each other more than the virus. Violence in all black communities on the rise. So to me, my biggest worry is getting caught in someone else's crossfire or racial profiling by the police. Then as I clutch my knife and carry my bag home, I think, what other people feel how I feel? To me, every masked person is a potential threat, but now, with the mandation of face coverings, the situation has shifted to an unknown.
Cause before, if I seen a person or group of people ahead of time, then I may know how to handle a situation or avoid it. Now you don't know your enemy until you almost in arm reach. Not only have you given top creeps and criminals a way to avoid identification, meaning, imagine sex offenders, robbers, preying on women and kids. Now your grandmother can't point out her mugger because he had a mask on. Now you have people in poverty that live in low-income areas, the hood, where every day just walking outside is a danger alone. Now you don't know who or what's coming until it might be too late. So my advice to my peers, the listeners, and the community, come up with a plan. Let as many people know your whereabouts ahead of time. Get you a weapon or mace legally. When traveling at light, understand that we are in a new day and age and that to survive these days, we have to unify. Thank you.